With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. People in most professions have had to change how they work due to the COVID-19 pandemic, perhaps none more so than teachers. Educators that have gone to virtual work have had to completely overhaul how they teach kids. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains how you can support teachers that have overcome those challenges.
Many of us can likely recall a teacher that went above and beyond, that one whose message and teaching style has stuck with us through the years. Rhinelander Partners in Education wants to know who those teachers are right now. Board member Ryan Zietlow is a PI board member.
We know that 2020 had to lend itself to a lot of innovation, and we're really excited that our first year could capture a lot of the work that teachers had to do in a year that was completely different from anything that they had ever prepared for before.
Rhinelander PI is starting the Golden Apple Award. It's asking community members to nominate a teacher that has found innovative ways to educate children. It can be an individual or a team of teachers. They have to teach in public or private school in Rhinelander, grades kindergarten through 12.
We would love to see nominations coming in from our students about those teachers that have really impacted their lives and giving them great opportunities. We would like to hear from parents who have seen what our teachers have done to their children, from business leaders and community leaders that have been able to see the work that our teachers have done and how that then translates into the workforce that we have here in the Northwoods, and continue to just create a continuum of really positive growth for the Rhinelander community.
We have a link to submit a nomination on our website, WXPR.org. All teachers who are nominated will get special recognition. Nominations will be reviewed by a committee. $100 for the classroom is included in the Golden Apple Award. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
2020 had its ups and downs for just about everybody and everything, the housing market included. The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its 2020 review of the housing market in Wisconsin. Overall, it was a record-setting year for home sales in the state. Marquette University economist Dave Clark says the market took a downward turn when the recession hit in March because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
May, June, July, and August, we sell about 43% of homes in a typical year. So this is, you know, the lockdown couldn't have come at a worse time. And so on net, we were down about 3.7% for the first 6 months of this year compared to the first 6 months of last year.
Then things started to turn around. For all of 2020, existing home sales rose 7.3% with more than 88,000 homes sold. That's the highest annual sales amount recorded in Wisconsin since the WRA started tracking in 2005. The record low mortgage rates have helped fuel sales. Clark expects those mortgage rates to rise slightly going forward. He also expects home prices to keep rising as the supply of houses remains tight.
We certainly have been in a very strong seller's market for the last several years. You know, we're at 2.2 months of available supply at the end of 2020. That's as low as we've ever seen this.
Median home prices rose 11.4% to $220,000. It's the first year the annual median price eclipsed $200,000. When COVID-19 took the stage last March, theaters everywhere emptied their auditoriums. The performing arts industry revolves around large gatherings and projected voices. Those are both things we've been told to avoid to stop the spread of COVID-19. The result is a substantial blow to actors and actresses, arts educators, theater directors, and stage crews. And the blow didn't just strike Broadway and Hollywood, it hit home. Sandy Madden is the Campanile Center for the Arts executive director.
First thing I had to do is cancel all the performances.
Those performances still haven't resumed. That takes a financial toll on arts organizations, so some theaters have found ways to be creative. Miles Mikanen is an opera singer who volunteers his time to support Theater North in Ironwood, Michigan. Instead of hosting live performances this year, Mikanen worked with the theater's directors to film short skits with community actors. They posted those skits to Facebook and received a lot of support.
Our first scene in the first weekend had hit over 10,000 views.
For more about how local theaters and arts organizations are performing through the pandemic, check out our website, WXPR.org. A Wisconsin professor who made a study of presidential speeches has some thoughts on what Joe Biden might want to cover during his inauguration. Mike Moen reports.
Biden has tried to focus on unity in light of a contentious election in which President Donald Trump issued discredited claims about voter fraud. That led to his supporters storming the Capitol, along with polls indicating many Republicans still not acknowledging Biden's win. The University of Wisconsin's Allison Prash says Biden could establish some healing by sticking with unity and restoring faith in democracy and not putting attention on himself.
He is a spokesperson for democracy, but he is not the definition of what our democracy is.
She says that compares with Trump's rhetoric of one person being the focal point of government. Beyond the inauguration, Prash says Biden's actions in this area could help cement some healing. She adds that he could also win over support by staying honest about the state of the pandemic, the economic struggles facing many Americans, and the need for accountability related to the riots. I'm Mike Moen.
Our forecast, a chance of flurries today, mostly cloudy and a high near 15. For tonight, a chance of flurries early, mostly cloudy and a low around zero. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.